Hello and welcome to the Home Uplink podcast. Today is September 27th, 2021.
Wow.
Wow.
Almost October.
Almost October.
Yeah, almost the spookiest month of the year.
The best month of the year, honestly. I love Halloween.
Oh my gosh, and it's getting so nice weather-wise.
Oh, it was 60 degrees last night.
It
was beautiful.
We went to Epcot
and
Hollywood Studios because we bought our annual passes yesterday. And by like 6:30, it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like we were walking around. Like we took the sky buckets over from one park to the other.
Yeah.
And like my son Sebastian was wearing shorts and tank top and flip flops. And at 9:30, it was like 80 degrees and just amazing.
Yeah. No, it was a beautiful day yesterday. So I can't wait for that. Can't wait for the weather for the next 6 months because last year it was beautiful. I can't wait for the next six months.
Yeah. Now we're six more months. I'll take it.
Hey. But today we're going to go over pretty briefly. I came out about 2-3 days ago.
Update.
Yeah. You know, trying to keep everyone updated on these things. So, I mean, we've talked about this before, previously but it was not just specifically this, it was tied into a lot of other things when we were talking about it. But what we're talking about today is the Federal Reserve interest rate on mortgages, and how it's been, you know, historically low for such a long amount of time.
Yeah.
If somebody didn't know why that's the case, it's because in the pandemic, the stimulus program that they had set up, basically the Federal Reserve, I don't want to say was forced, but they had a program set up where they were buying at least $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities, which means they could keep the rate very low because they were constantly buying huge amounts of mortgage securities.
Gotcha.
Okay. Which is what made it that way, right?
Yeah.
And so it wasn't some like, growth in the market and this and that, and they're so okay with how the housing market is that that's what they're willing to give on these properties. It's like, no, the bill that was signed forced them in order to keep things low by buying securities.
Yeah.
Now, here's where the things get a little sticky. So as of this week, or as of last week, I should say, because it's Monday, but as of last week, it was reported that the 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged 2.86%.
Okay.
So really good. A really good rate.
Amazingly low.
Very, very low. Now, what they're saying is that over the next few months, they're not... The Fed is going to start pulling back. So now they don't have the same, I'd probably say they're not getting strong-armed, I guess. Say like they don't have the same responsibility.
Okay.
I'll say that. They don't have the same responsibility
to
buy nearly as many securities, right? So that means once they stop and they let off the gas, there's going to be an immediate effect.
Okay.
Because what's going to happen from that point is the rates go up because to put it into perspective, if mortgage rates follow, you know, long-term bond yields, like a 10-year treasury note, long-term bond yields begin to rise after the Fed statement, right? Uh-huh. So basically you have to look at it like this. If they said on Wednesday of last week that this is what's happening and, you know, they see this increase and they see this change in the market, and then at that point the 10-year treasury note, their interest rate goes up.
Yeah.
Just from saying that, the same thing is going to happen and the same immediate effect is going to happen for mortgage rates, but it's only going to be once they stop purchasing so many securities, right?
Yeah.
And so from this point onwards, they have a prediction rate for it. And the National Association of Realtors has been predicting that rates will rise starting in the next few months. And they predict that the 30-year fixed rate mortgage to average 3.5% by mid-2022.
Ooh.
Now, that's, I mean, that's a percent increase in less than a year almost.
That is.
I mean, by mid-2022 and having a almost a percent increase in interest.
That's kind of a big, that's kind of a big deal.
That's quite a bit. I mean, that's a big increase in such a short amount of time.
It really is.
I mean, it's, and that's going to change a lot because as rates go up, people are less inclined to get loans and less, you know, less inclined to get mortgages as well. So what happens is for most buyers right now, 2.86% is really good. You know, that's a very good interest rate on a loan if you can get it. But it's going to probably pump the brakes for some for obvious reasons because the difference of just a percent over a 30-year loan is it's quite a
big
quite
deal.
Considerable. So it's an interesting take. I mean, it's...
So it, do you think that's going to deter some people?
Probably. I think it will. I mean, there's... You know, this comes off of just a few days before that, about right before, on the 10th of September.
Okay.
The Federal Reserve also put out, I don't remember what it was exactly, but I remember reading it. The Federal Reserve put out a statement saying that the GDP, their expected GDP for next year was going to be like drastically lower than this year. Like,
okay.
And drastically was like a 20 to 30% decrease, which is drastic for the entire gross domestic product of the United States of America.
Yeah.
So for them to have that casting, you know, to say, oh, okay, that's what we believe to be, you know, coming in the next year or so.
Yeah.
That probably should be foretelling what they're saying on Wednesday, which is, you know, there's an increase in our, we're not necessarily being forced to buy securities anymore.
Yeah.
And we're not really going to be buying nearly as many soon because we don't have to.
Yeah.
And we see that buying them wouldn't really benefit us because we see the market turning and blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's their, to me, it's a lot of people who don't want to say something, but they see it happening.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, well, if I say something, you know, I'll trip the alarm. But if I don't talk,
then
Sonatrol won't catch me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, if I don't break the window, the alarm won't go off. But I can open the door and I can get out. Huh. It's like, eh, you're right. You can, you know?
Yeah.
But everyone else who's listening for the window to break, it didn't really watch them walk out the front door.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
It's like, eh, so we'll see. I mean, you know, it was just one of those interesting things because in the same month, they've said two very contradictory, they've had two very contradictory points.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, even in July. You know, I remember one of the podcasts we did back then where we were talking about how the Federal Reserve said, no, there's no, you know, our forecast for lending interest rates and mortgage rates and all this stuff is still going to be low well into 2022 because we don't see an issue. And, you know, no, our forecasted rates for, you know, what we're calculating for, you know, the yearly GDP and that sort of thing looks amazing for next year and blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
And then in the same month, and that's what kept the market so so propped up for months. You know, they've been saying they were literally echoing the exact same thing for months and months and months, which was, no, there's nothing to worry about. Don't worry. Everything's good. The numbers look good. We're all doing great. You know, yeah. Don't worry about it. Don't look at the man behind the curtain, okay? And they said that for months and months. And everyone was like, okay, yeah, I'll go out and buy a house. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, the interest rates are low. Yeah, there's no problem. Yeah, we're all good. And then two times in the same month, they're just like, eh, things aren't looking that good. And then people are like, oh, so like, okay, I mean, seeing like a 20% decrease overall, that's not that great. But like, you're still going to keep the mortgage rates low, right?
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay.
We might not.
Okay, so hear us out. We were kind of doing it because we said we would, but we don't have to anymore.
Yeah.
So we don't have to. And they're like, so, but you're going to keep them low though. Even though you don't have to, you're going to keep them low though, right? And they're like, how does a percent increase sound?
Yeah.
Perhaps by the middle of next year. And people go, I don't know how I like that. And then it's like, okay, so if we're only forecasting out like 6 months, 8 months right now, you have to think to yourself, what is December of next year going to look like? You know?
Yeah.
If it's June and it's 3.5%, what's December going to look like?
Right.
It's like if we're forecasting 6-8 months from now and saying, oh, it's going to be almost a percent increase, I hope by December of next year, it's not 4. Yeah. It's not 4.5.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, 'cause I couldn't even imagine somebody sitting there going, oh, you know, it's 2023. It's February 2023 and we have a 4.96% interest rate on home loans, on mortgages, you know? And it's like, that's telling. I mean, sure, the Realtor magazine's numbers may be wrong.
Yeah.
Or, you know, who knows? Like I said, nobody has a crystal ball. So, you know, we can only look at facts and figures and, you know, try and see what comes of it. So who knows who's right and who's wrong. But at the end of the day, if you were to just, you know, plot that out and say, okay, well, every 8 months, if they see an increase and it's like, well, increase isn't static and blah, blah. It's like, okay, great. But I can look and say, all right, well, I'll give it half as much. If it's half a point per 6 or 8 months, okay, well, I'll give it that and say, all right, so half a point. Okay, well, you'd probably be looking at close to 3.8% by the end of next year.
Right.
You know, at a very conservative rate. Same thing with by the end of December of 2023, you'd probably be looking at a 4.86% rate then at that point. Same thing for the next year after that. You'd be looking, but that would be astronomically high.
That would be.
Almost a 6% interest rate would be astronomically high.
Oh my gosh, that would...
I don't think anybody would buy a property at that point in time.
Then it comes down to everybody getting upset because they missed the boat on...
Buying a property back in when it was 2.86%.
Yeah. There you go. You know, I'm just going to wait. I'm not really ready to do that again because of the, you know, XYZ. And it would deter quite a bit. A few people. And I'm not saying myself, but probably myself because...
Nobody wants to pay 5%.
Buying a property in, you know, my first property I bought in like 2010, I believe it was interest rate of like 5.25.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, they stayed steady for a while, a couple of years. You know, they dipped a couple bit. The second property I purchased was 4.5. And I thought that was a great rate because it was less. And then like 2 years after that, when they got down to like, 3.
Uh-huh.
I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, a point and a half is a lot.
It is. Over
and, and what people don't realize is, you know, this inevitably will start to deter a portion of the population and then more, it's going to be like a snowball effect. And then if it keeps going and keeps going and keeps going, but I mean, and then you tie in the inflation right now and you tie in everything else.
Well, I don't know. The thing is, this is like a symphony of destruction because the problem is it's not just one thing going awry.
Yeah.
If it was just the mortgage rate, okay, that's not going to deter that many people.
Yeah.
You're just going to go, ah, okay, yeah, there's some people who are going to look at it and go, really, do I want another percent? You know, is it that bad?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Some people will get deterred, some won't. But then that same person, now here's the whole obstacle course they have to go through. It's like, okay, you want to purchase a property. Yes. Here's the interest rate. Okay, I can swallow that. That's fine, right? Then you go, all right, well, here's the astronomically inflated home price, higher than 2006 home prices. I can get by that too. I can swallow that too. Yeah, I'll do that. Okay, yeah, I can pay well above the median price for that place. Yeah, that's fine. I can swallow that one as well. Okay. Predictions are that the home price will be losing anywhere from 10 to 20% over the next year or so. So basically all the equity in the property you're going to lose. I can swallow that one too. What's next? And it's like, oh, okay. So on top of all those things, basically the investment's just going to be a bunk after a year or so. They're trying to figure out ways in lending and that sort of thing. So, you know, they're opening, you have to realize this, when they make things easier to get.
Yeah.
They're doing that because they understand that the scope of people that are going to be making a decision is going to be much smaller. Yes. Unless they open up. Right. So like the door, that's why the whole thing where the credit rating, they decreased what somebody needs as their credit score so that they could get a loan.
Yeah.
It used to be 620 or something, now it's 580.
Yeah.
Yep. So they had to open the door for themselves, right? Because, you know, these places, they have to go, okay, well, we need to make as many people eligible for a loan as possible, because they're not doing that to go, oh, we want to make it easier for people to get a loan so that they can buy a property for themselves. They're going, we have to cast a larger net because there's less fish in the sea.
Yeah.
That's really what it is, because there's less people who are going to want to, like I said, if you can swallow those three things, you still have to get over buying a property. You know, you still have to, it's like after you've swallowed those things, you have to go, oh, now I have to go find the property. I have to go buy it.
Yeah.
I have to hope that I'm not in a bidding war with someone.
Yeah.
And then on top of all of that, the buyer or the seller of the house probably has it as is.
Yeah.
So even if I want to do, if I'm like, oh, well, there's a problem here, problem there, it's all my cost. It's like, so there's all these things that aren't in your benefit.
No.
At the current moment in time.
Yeah.
And it's like, so one of these things isn't the domino. You know, it's like, oh, when one domino falls, but it's,
it doesn't
like,
really affect the remaining domino.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, no, yeah, it could take a nice little left or right, and it doesn't hit the main pile exactly. Of, you know, the showstoppers.
But then sooner or later, when enough dominoes are hit,
oh boy.
Eventually what happens is that cascading effect.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, so how many domino? It's like, okay, so I see five dominoes right now. And it's like, okay, well, you know, maybe each of them doesn't hit. That's great. You know, I work in real estate. I'd love them for
now.
Not, you know.
Now, again, I just want to reiterate.
Uh-huh. We don't have a crystal ball. Yeah.
this is speculation. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So, you know, everybody who's listening, we appreciate you coming back again. But, you know, again, we like to read between the lines on situations. And some people might not agree with us and say, oh, it's not really that big of a deal that the Fed, you know, we've been waiting for them to do this. You know, they're historical. Well,
obviously
lows.
They're going to do this.
This is historical lows. They've been doing it for 20, you know, been for 2 years, most of 2020 and 2021 due to the fact of the pandemic, and they didn't want the, you know, people to, well, what they wanted was, you know, astronomical spending and just increase in market. But, you know, we know, come on, guys. We know that, you know, they can't obviously keep this for more than a couple of years. And, I mean, we've had conversations with everybody under the sun about these specific issues. It's just, in our opinion, by them doing this, what is it really going to accomplish?
Yeah.
And in my opinion, and I believe in Zach's opinion, it's going to deter a portion of the population.
Yeah, from home buying. That's all this talk was about. I mean, it's more in depth than it probably needs to be, but it's just saying,
I want to sit here and I could sit here and talk for, hours upon hours with Zach about just the minute details about what certain government agencies are doing to the real estate market. But like I said, we as individuals who work and, spend most of our time, not everybody sees this. So we just want to kind of make it more aware to the general population who, this might become an issue later, or B, if you're in the process of thinking about selling, you might want to start maybe getting those wheels greased a little bit sooner than later, because we really have no idea what the next 6 months could inevitably entail.
Yeah.
But, again, we want to stop, thank you for stopping by. Today is just a short one because everyone loves Mondays. And we hope that, if you're on the car drive home, or if you're just, got a couple minutes to chit chat and listen. If you have any questions, again, hit us up, admin@homeuplink.com. You can also reach us at our website, homeuplink.com. There's a contact us now. We've actually implemented our new sponsor page, which we appreciate a few of the sponsors that have joined in on us and a few more in the future that are joining in. This last weekend was a complete success. We had quite a few people using the system to find open house listings. We want to thank everybody who, again, has started on this his journey with us, and if you have any questions, please.
Yeah. Thanks for stopping by and listening to us ramble on yet again.
All right.
All right.